This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.
The story is so pervasive. You know, it's kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Everybody knows the story.
That's violinist Gil Shaham talking about the popularity of the Butterfly Lovers Concerto by Gong Cheng and John Hao Hei. The legend is very well known in China, he says, and people always say it's very similar to Romeo and Juliet.
You know, I didn't know the piece until I was in my 20s. But once I learned it, I just was amazed to find it everywhere. When you're in Hong Kong, when you're in China, when you're in Singapore, you know, every shopping mall you go to, you hear the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto. Every restaurant you go to, you hear the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto. I remember I'd be jet-lagged and I'd be jogging in the park in Hong Kong, and there'd always be groups of people doing Tai Chi, and always one or two of the groups was listening to the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto.
In 2004, the Singapore Symphony Orchestra marked their 25th anniversary. To celebrate, they invited Gil Shaham to perform China's most popular work, the Butterfly Lovers Concerto, along with Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. And that celebratory concert was recently released on a brand new recording. In the Butterfly Lovers Concerto, the violin needs to imitate the sound of an eru, which is a two-string Chinese fiddle. Gil Shaham studied with eru specialists to master similar inflections and sliding pitches unique to that instrument. This style of playing is heard right away in the first movement as the violin plays the opening melody. This piece is a translation of a Chinese opera into symphonic form. It tells the tale of a young heroine who sets off to attend university dressed as a boy. As a girl, she's prohibited from furthering her education. She meets and falls in love with a young scholar. Back home, her father has promised her to the son of a rich nobleman. She finally agrees to marry the nobleman on the condition that her wedding procession passes by the tomb of the young scholar who has died of a broken heart. This part of the concerto is a favorite of Gil Shaham's.
I love that scene because it really is the violin versus the orchestra. So it's sort of the young woman versus society, you know. They're all playing Chinese wedding music, you know, with the traditional Chinese percussion instrument, a banggu, or I guess sometimes I've seen it called a guban also. It really keeps alternating with the violinist. And the violinist weeps and cries, and it really, to me, sounds like a Chinese opera.
It works well to pair the Butterfly Lovers Concerto with the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, as Shaham does here. In fact, the Butterfly Lovers Concerto is often referred to as the Tchaikovsky of the East. Because Russian-trained professors taught at the Shanghai Conservatory, Russian repertoire was used as a model well into the 20th century. What makes this performance of the Tchaikovsky special is the cadenza Gil Shaham uses in the first movement.
I used to play the piece with these kind of traditional cuts that people made over the years. And this performance, we didn't do any of the cuts. We just went back to Tchaikovsky's original score. And I must say, now I really prefer that. I always feel like maybe Tchaikovsky's solution was the best one after all.
Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto is a popular favorite that's been recorded many times. The Butterfly Lovers Concerto is so well loved that it's heard everywhere in China, but few recordings exist. By pairing these two lush works on this live concert recording, Gil Shaham and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra give us the best of both the East and the West. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Yamacher.